I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. There's an event coming up in October that will feature social and scientific innovators from many walks of life and disciplines. Their goal is to share information about breakthrough solutions to the environmental, scientific, and social challenges that face all of us. They also aim to inspire the rest of us to live in ways that honor the web of life and each other. I'm talking about the Bioneers. The Central Coast Bioneers Conference is coming Friday through Sunday, October 19th through the 21st at the Monday Club in San Luis Obispo. I'm here today with a couple of folks from the Central Coast Bioneers. Stacy Hunt is CEO of Central Coast Bioneers and Mike Jenks is president of its board. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marissa.
Stacy, before we talk about the conference itself, will you tell me about the mission of the Central Coast Bioneers?
Several of the board members were going every year to the Bioneers Conference up in San Rafael, and we always wondered how we could bring this information back to our communities. And we found out that Bioneers has this beaming program that allows local conferences to be held that beam in their major plenary international speakers, and then you can do whatever you want in the afternoon with your own programming. So this will be our third year.
Okay, so we're going to have folks from San Rafael speaking to us as well as local people, and you have a number of different speakers, workshops, and performances coming up. There are a couple that could have direct impact on folks who live here. One involves legislation, corporations with a conscience. And Mike, give me a little bit of background about that.
For a long time, there's been a gap between the world of for-profit corporations, in which the bottom line for the shareholders is the paramount driving force. It's often forced corporations sometimes to externalize costs to society in the drive to provide the shareholders with the stock price. There's some other solutions, cooperatives help, like REI, have been able to incorporate values and social and environmental concerns. But there's been a gap there, and that was addressed in new legislation proposed by Assemblyman Jared Huffman, who introduced AB 361, which is a bill creating a new kind of corporation in California called a B Corporation, which lets the corporation be set up with identified other social and environmental purposes. It's still a for-profit corporation, but the corporation may make decisions for the good of its employees, for the good of the community, and for the good of the environment without having to look over their shoulder at shareholders who simply want to maximize their share price or their dividend. And we have the speaker, John Montgomery, as a speaker at Bioneers, who was one of the primary drafters of the legislation, talking about its use and why corporations like Patagonia, Seventh Generation, and others have gone to that, and why so many states are going to it. We're now the sixth or seventh state to adopt this legislation, with four or five pending right now.
What would this legislation do that would allow corporations to act differently?
When the corporation is formed or converts from a traditional for-profit corporation, it must specify specific environmental and social and public goods that it intends to pursue. And then that annually, the corporation must have a third-party verification that they are, in fact, addressing those needs. So it really has three bottom lines. It has a bottom line of profit for the shareholders, bottom line of social good, and bottom line of environmental good.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guests are Stacy Hunt and Mike Jenks of the Central Coast Bioneers. The Bioneers Conference is coming up on October 19th through 21st at the Monday Club. And there's another workshop, Stacy, that I'd like you to touch on. That has to do with community choice aggregation. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, how the Bioneers are involved and the progress that's being made locally?
Sure, Marisa. It's quite a mouthful, but basically what it is it's a legislation that was passed in California back in 2002 that allows communities to join together and become their own energy purveyors. So while PG&E would still run the transmission lines and read your meter, the new entity would choose where the energy is going to come from. So the group could make choices that they will not have nuclear power, they will not have coal-generated power, they will only have clean energy. Only one county to date has actually adopted this law because of lobbying efforts by some of the big utility companies in the state.
That's Marin, right?
Marin, right. Marin's the first one. They adopted it a couple years ago, and it's been operating very smoothly since then.
Can you tell me a little bit what we can learn locally from the example of Marin's community choice aggregation?
Well, it just is a way to give us the power and the control of the people of this the city and the county, whoever joins in with the city.
It also has a tendency in practice of allowing a community to increase its resilience by adopting a wider variety of energy generation choices so that in case of a disaster or a problem, Marin's done this very effectively by having smaller generating plants that would never be considered industrial scale for PG&E or major utility purposes that have signed up with the county to provide solar and wind that, that have greatly diversified its energy generation base and arguably increased its resilience.
Plus, it's kept it in the county. They're already right now contracting with a new organization in Marin County to build a solar plant out by the airport. So they're creating jobs in the county by creating these solar and wind generating plants within the county, and they keep the energy within the county for themselves.
So community choice aggregation can keep the economy more local, create local jobs.
Absolutely.
And ensure that the money created from these power sources also stays local.
That's right.
So what are we going to learn at this workshop? Are we going to learn how to do it ourselves?
Well, our speakers are going to be Sean Marshall, who was mayor of Mill Valley at the time that they created the Marin Energy Authority. So she was right on the forefront of getting it done in Marin County. She now runs an organization called Lean USA, and they provide support to other communities that are trying to get this in. Also will be Lane Sharman from San Diego. He's in a group that's trying to get CCA adopted in San Diego County. And then the big guy on the panel is Paul Fenn, who actually authored the bill. And then Andrew Christie from local Sierra Club will round out that panel. Sierra Club was instrumental in getting the feasibility of a CCA program added to the county's climate action plan.
And if I may, Marissa, the community choice aggregation, we aren't the first to talk about it in the county. Several groups have been very active in looking at that as an option, transition towns among them. And so some of us tried to bring it to the attention of the county during some of the solar licensing proceedings about how to accommodate and maybe anticipate community choice aggregation and the permitting of those facilities without a great deal of success. But it's an idea that has been around the county for 2 or 3 years now. And we hope by bringing these top people here, it'll help catalyze the groups here working on this, get them together, and maybe take a serious look at its feasibility here.
It's Issues and Ideas on KCBX. Marissa Waddell here with you, and my guests are from the Central Coast Bioneers, Stacy Hunt and Mike Jenks. They're putting on a conference coming up Friday through Sunday, October 19th through 21st at the Monday Club in San Luis Obispo. You'll be connecting via satellite with the National Bioneers Conference in San Rafael. What are some of the sessions in San Rafael that are getting you excited?
San Rafael is fascinating. There are 13 plenary speakers from San Rafael, and they range from the very well-known, like Paul Hawken, who is giving the closing plenary address, to Nikki Henderson from Oakland, the People's Grocery, their effort at bringing not only good food to West Oakland, but health information, other resources is a model for many communities. So we're really excited. Ethan Nadelman on drug policy and the effect our drug policy is having on social and environmental justice concerns, both in this country but primarily in Latin America. All these things are provocative and raise important questions and often operate to inspire. Some people say Bioneers is a natural antidepressant. Some people say it's an inoculation of hope. It's a very positive thing. It's not a lot of hand-wringing. It's what can we do to solve problems with the tools and information we have.
And how about some of the other local workshops? We've talked about a couple. Are there any others that you'd like to briefly highlight?
We have 6 major tracks this year, one on renewable energy, of which community choice aggregation is one. Another track is ecopreneurship and loconomics, of which Corporations with a Conscience is on that track. There's a food and farming track. we're really excited about. On Saturday night, our food and farming celebration, we're having a Green Chef cook-off with celebrity judges, and the teams will make appetizers, main dishes, and desserts in competition with ingredients they're not sure what they're getting until just before.
Sounds fun.
And then our health, nature, and spirit track has three workshops, one important one by Joanna Macy called The Work That Reconnects. And one of her instructors will be here to talk about how to get your energy back up in the face of all this bad news and how to keep positive. We have an activism and social justice track. We're going to have a very exciting youth activism panel, three young people in the county. They're going to talk about the great work they're doing, and you will be inspired by our youth today that not everything's going to pieces. And finally, Green Design, featuring our keynote speaker, Dr. Richard Jackson, who is a medical doctor and talks about how our urban designs are affecting our health in negative ways and what can be done about that.
One thing I'd add, for the first time, we have an extreme green car show, which is going to take a look at the best of the new green vehicles that the federal government just a month ago finalized its fuel efficiency standards to be effective in 2025. We have seven cars already. We may have one or two more that already meet or exceed the 2025 standard, and they're spectacular. We have an SUV that is just being released and marketed that'll be here, for example, that I think will give people serious thought about how to have an SUV that's affordable and doesn't make us drill for Arctic oil or in the channel because of its poor gas efficiency.
There's going to a conference, and then there's doing something after you go to the conference. What can people take away from the Bioneers Conference?
That was what attracted us to Bioneers so much. You walk away with some takeaways that the workshops are all designed to show you what you can do to help on whatever scale you wish to help. That's why we wanted to bring that information here to our county.
It makes a real effort not to just be a passive information conference, but to actually identify alternatives and options, make sure people know where they can get more information and help, and as Stacy said, to be able to leave feeling they can direct their energy and their inspiration actually to some target that concerns them in particular.
And many of the groups that do these afternoon workshops welcome new members like Transition Towns, who people could get involved that way by joining their different committees. We have our initiative, the Dreaming the Salinas campaign, is going to have two workshops on Sunday on Salinas River restoration issues, and anyone can get involved with Dreaming the Salinas.
That was one of the edgier programs last year because the stakeholders are so diverse and the interests between agriculture, water users, and so forth are so sharply defined. But it was also one of the most successful ones at advancing a common concern for what most consider the state's most degraded watershed. It's a 4,200-square-mile watershed, and it's not in a good, healthy state right now.
And it's not all just work. We're going to have music there. Our art this year is going to be provided by students from four different schools who are doing what is called the Forest People Project. They're going to build a tree their height out of recycled and repurposed materials. And in class, they're going to learn about trees, about forest stewardship, trees in mythology, trees in literature, and recycling. And they're going to bring all those trees to the conference to make a big forest. We have about 40, I think, of them coming so far. So people will be able to see the school's work.
Central Coast Bioneers Conference coming up Friday through Sunday, October 19th through 21st at the Monday Club in San Luis Obispo. If someone wants to register or get more information, how does one do that?
The best way is to go online to our website, www.centralcoastbioneers.org. You'll get to the homepage, and it'll lead you through both all the conference programming and registration.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Stacy Hunt and Mike Jenks of the Central Coast Bioneers.
Thanks for having us.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.